Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Thunder taking the league by storm.
Yeah, I get it.
Pretty good.
That's pretty smart. What have you said about the Pacers?
Ooh,
have they won?
Setting the pace.
There it is.
For the whole league.
In the NBA. A good one.
Anticlimactic last night.
Yeah.
Halliburton getting hurt.
I know.
I mean, I felt all along the Thunder were going to win that series, win that game. They had home court advantage, game 7 in OKC. I felt like they were going to win the game all along. So I don't want to say I didn't see it coming, but the Pacers started great last night.
Including Halliburton.
Halliburton looked locked in.
Yeah.
Blows out his Achilles early. Brilliant. And obviously the game changes there. If you want to hold that against the Thunder, go right ahead. Be my guest. The Thunder won a title, .. But they needed Halliburton to get hurt to do so. Be my guest. I don't think that's unfair to do. It's worth citing. It's worth pointing out. I'd be careful playing that game if you're a Celtics fan based on the Celtics path a year ago. But go ahead and throw that in OKC's face. I think they are uniquely set up, even compared to other recent champions, to be the next dynasty in the NBA. They're the youngest champion in years. They have a million draft picks. You know, they're not losing anyone. Off this team, at least they're not scheduled to lose anyone through free agency. Who knows what moves they decide to make. But I think they're uniquely set up to be the next dynasty in the NBA, and it's been a while since we've even seen a repeat champion. So let's start with that. Do you think the Thunder win another title, Keith?
So it's funny. My initial thought would be not next year, and maybe they will, you know, keeping this together. I think there's so much parity in the NBA. There's different teams, different great players across the board, and there's not a lot of, if any, true super teams. There's a lot of, you know, two all-stars on a team or whatever it might be. And yeah, they look like they're lined up for the long haul. The Celtics also look like they were set up at least to repeat, right? Because Holiday and Horford are older than guys that the Thunder have.
I thought they were going to repeat.
No
question.
Yeah. So did I. And then we watched the Thunder play and you're like, all right, that's going to be a tough series if they face them. And obviously it never played out. But are the Thunder going to be able to keep all their guys together? We've been so focused on that with the Celtics. Now you kind of see that other teams are going to have to deal with that too. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander makes good money, but not Brown Tatum money yet. He will. Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams don't really make much money at all. They're going to make massive money.
Yeah, they're both extension eligible soon, if not this offseason.
I think
yeah.
I think, Chet Holmgren has one more year locked in, then he kicks in like that qualifying offer thing. And then Jalen Williams is, I think, in the exact same boat. So that's going to be guys that you, I would assume, want to commit to. But then what does the rest of your roster look like and all of that? Then like the normal typical stuff of being the champion and now everybody going after you and giving you their best game and all that other stuff. So I was going to say, no, they're not going to repeat. And maybe they won't even win another title in the next 5 years. However, earlier in the show, we were looking up odds for next season. And there's still plenty of time for star players to change teams like Kevin Durant and maybe some others and some different teams to kind of take form. And this is just Vegas and they've been wrong before and they got to set the odds somehow. But the next three or four teams on their list to win the title were the Cavs and the Knicks and the Rockets.
Yeah. I mean, Houston's interesting to me, although I'm not going to bet on them to win, but like
no.
Cleveland and the Knicks.
No.
OKC would stomp those
and
teams.
That's why it's sort of one of those, like, if SGA, Williams, and then I guess to a lesser degree, Chet Holmgren are healthy, then yeah, the Thunder probably should. Now, that's another thing that can happen, and Holmgren can break a bone at any moment.
Yeah,
and
Holmgren is basically their Porzingis.
Yeah,
I mean, he was healthy their whole postseason run this year, but he's their Porzingis. Like, you never know when the next injury is.
Yeah, so if he's out, that levels the playing field a little bit more, and then we'll see how it goes, but yeah, maybe the NBA is that maybe it has so much parity that kind of plays into the team that's on top right now. Maybe they can kind of run with it for a little bit.
Well, and not for nothing, and you just said this, Halliburton's out. I mean, the Pacers have been to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
They were in the NBA Finals this year. He's out for next year. That's an all-NBA player. Tatum's first team all NBA. He's out for a year. So, I mean, you want to chip away at those teams on top of it as well.
And then we were already at the point where I think, and maybe you disagree with this, LeBron, Curry, Durant, still good players, but they're past their automatic title contenders. Like, I think those three guys, even this year, kind of proved that. Durant didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Curry, obviously there was injuries there, but that's part of it. When these guys get older, maybe there's going to be a little bit more injuries. And then LeBron was paired up with Luka, and even that, they couldn't get anywhere.
Good point by the Twitch chat. Like, a lot of time to still shake out. We already saw the Durant trade, which we'll get to.
Yep.
Tell me where Giannis is.
Yeah, good one.
It's like, all right.
I'd be more fearful of him than Durant.
If Giannis is with new Lakers ownership or something like that, then let's see how that shakes out.
San Antonio
out.
Or New York.
If he goes to San Antonio, do you fear them? We talked about this before. It's him with Wemby and Fox and Castle. Like, that's a good team, but are they taking down Oklahoma City? No.
No, but it's another team they got to go through. Like, if they have to face Giannis and Jokic and some other, like, you know, I still wouldn't say Durant, but like all of a sudden their murderer's row could be tough. They did go seven games against Denver. They did go seven games against Indiana.
Well, this is the thing that I feel, if I was going to question Oklahoma City, is winning multiple titles. And maybe we should get to multiple titles before we get to Dynasty. That's been pointed out to me as well.
You got to win three for Dynasty.
Sure. Yep. But like, okay, do you think they even win a second title with this group, whether it's this upcoming year or not? That's a good place to start. I would say yes. But they were shaky going through the playoffs. I felt like they were shaky even in the opening round against Memphis, who they swept.
Yeah, yeah.
They blew them out in game one. You said this earlier, Keith, but they had to come back from like 30 down in one of those games. All the games were too close for comfort for a 1-8 matchup. So I didn't think that was great. They had to go seven against Denver. That was a hard-fought series. They smoked Minnesota, and Minnesota's been to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. That's a good team. So you felt like maybe they were locking in then. I certainly did. Mm-hmm. I picked them in five against Indiana. And then they peed away game one late. They couldn't put away Indiana as the series went on. They needed Halliburton to get hurt just to win that game seven. So it wasn't easy for Oklahoma City. And I would definitely look at that and wonder if that's a sign of, you know, cracks with OKC in their opportunity to repeat or even be a budding dynasty. But I also look at it and say, well, they won. Now they know how to win.
Right.
Now they've done it. They're young. No one's going anywhere, as far as I know, on this team. And they have ways of upgrading if they want.
They could.
Which is interesting. Million draft picks.
And, like, how that goes and, like, which guys do you feel like you can part with that are on the team that won it versus what guys do you have to keep? The reason why I hesitate to say, like, yeah, they're going to win is once Giannis broke through, you're like, oh, he's going to win multiple titles. Once Jokic won it, I was like, Tatum won it, like all three of those guys in a row, I was like, all right, that's going to lead to another. So I'm like, am I just going to keep doubling down on back-to-back?
I've been wrong, but I'm going to be consistently wrong on this one because these teams feel like they're well-situated. I don't know that I felt that way about the Bucks. I honestly don't remember feeling that way about the Bucks. I definitely felt that way about Denver. I definitely felt that way about the Celtics.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I feel the same way about OKC.
I felt that way about the Bucks because I remember thinking the way it lined up when he won Giannis at the age that he won it with his other accolades, he was like had a better pace than LeBron James for like all of his stuff. Like if you're taking titles, MVPs, all NBA teams, like all defense, which Giannis has, like that was trending better and then just failed playoff performance after failed playoff performance. Like, all right, never mind on that. Because I'm with you. A lot of times you think, star player that is hitting his head against the wall, doesn't break through. Once he breaks through, all right, he somehow solved it or whatever, and he can win multiple titles because that's how the NBA has been for so many years. A lot of it's like a handful of guys hog most of the titles. Like there was a stretch, was it like 30 years of basketball where it was like LeBron, Shaq, Kobe, or LeBron basically was in or won the finals, something like that. Now it's like, every year you're getting somebody new to represent the East and the West.
You mentioned Durant. We'll get to that trade in a moment, but let's knock out some calls. 617-779-7937. Jared is in Pittsfield. Hello, Jared.
Hey, how we doing today, gentlemen?
Very good.
Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to run something. Great job for the Thunder to win a championship. Congrats on them. Interesting take you guys both have there about what could potentially happen moving forward. But with that said, definitely wanted to just quickly throw out there, you know, I think definitely we can confirm that there was a haul given back for KD to give up a 37-year-old on the decline with his contract and to get a top 10 pick in a very deep draft, shed some of that horrible contract Green had. There's a lot of noise, I guess, that I'm hearing about potentially teaming him up with Jaylen Brown, and my thoughts on maybe what your feeling would be on a return on something like that. Houston was
on Durant, you're saying?
Brown to Houston.
Oh, Brown going there with Houston. Oh, I'm not entertaining that. Now I'd trade anybody. I've said this before. If I'm getting, and I was just talking down to him, but if I'm getting Giannis for Jaylen, I'm doing that trade. If I'm getting the number one pick for Jaylen, I do that trade. We've talked about Booker before. Maybe this makes Booker more available.
There's nothing Houston has right now.
Yeah.
Counting Kevin Durant that I would want for Jaylen Brown. The idea of teaming those guys up, I'm sure Udoka is trying to get it done any way possible, but it doesn't make any sense for the Celtics.
No, I feel like they probably were calling on Jaylen. As Sham said last week, they're getting all kinds of wild trade offers. Doesn't mean they're going to take it. You need an insurmountable offer.
Do you think they got told no by maybe Jaylen, and maybe got told no by even Milwaukee for Giannis, and then we're like, all right, we'll go to Durant?
Yeah.
Durant feels like a third prize.
That's what I think. Yeah. I feel like Durant is a consolation prize, good consolation prize, but I think it's a consolation prize certainly to Giannis and probably to Jaylen Brown as well. So I'm not itching to trade him to Houston. I wasn't sure where he was going with that. I thought maybe he was saying Celtics to get in on Durant.
No, I think Jaylen Brown there.
Which ultimately I wouldn't have been in on, and I wasn't overly interested in. I know a lot of Celtics fans were. I think Houston is, I think they're better, Keith. I never really believed in them last year. It's hard to win in the NBA when you don't have a go-to scorer, and they just didn't have a go-to scorer. They played a tenacious brand of basketball, and they dug in defensively, and they reflected Udoka, but
yeah,
you still need a guy who can get you buckets.
They got the most out of their team, but they need somebody else.
If you don't have a guy who's a go-to guy, it's really, really, really hard to win. Really hard to win.
I think they're still a team to watch because we mentioned earlier, Fred VanVleet has a team option, $44 million. I haven't heard anything yet. I can't imagine they picked that up. Then they have Sagoon, who's good, big man, who starts his extension next year. And then that's kind of it. Like, you have Amen Thompson, you have Reed Shepard from the draft last year. But by trading away Green and Brooks, those are two of your bigger contracts. So now you have Durant, Sagoon, and kind of some flexibility there.
Well, they're
kind of interesting.
Long term, they're going to have to pay Thompson. But yeah, you're right. They don't have to pay him.
Well, they can, because Durant's a 1-year deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's like $54 million or whatever. So, like, if you're asking me Jaylen Green and Dylan Brooks or Durant, yeah, probably Durant.
But going back to the OKC point, if Houston's their biggest threat in the West, you're not really taking Houston all that seriously.
No, not at all.
And while I acknowledge Durant could go there, be the go-to scorer, blend in with guys like Sengun and Thompson, and Udoka has him playing the right way, like, I acknowledge he could be the missing piece on Houston. They needed a go-to guy. And Durant is an all-time go-to scorer. He was a go-to scorer last year on Phoenix. They couldn't even make the playoffs. And I think it's far more likely he's going to infect the young players there than elevate them. But I acknowledge I could be wrong on that, and Durant could be their missing piece.
Can the Lakers get Giannis? Would be the question.
Probably.
And if they can, then that would be the team. I would pick them, as much as I can't stand LeBron. If it's Luka, LeBron, and Giannis.
I mean, we already talked about last week how Walton, the guy who bought the Lakers, runs the Dodgers.
Yeah.
We know how that goes. So, I'd imagine the Lakers are in on Giannis. I'd imagine Miami is in on Giannis. It seems like San Antonio is in. Those are probably the teams that I would have forecasted as the favorites. And right, if he went to the Lakers,
right,
that might shift the odds.
What if
in
Milwaukee
the West
was like, we'll only do it if we get Bronny? Do you think the Lakers would do it? LeBron would be like, no, not my kid. Like, listen, deal breaker, Bronny, or we're not doing the deal.
Yeah. Ooh, would LeBron sign off on that?
He'd be like, no.
Probably not. She's already probably...
He didn't care.
He probably already doesn't want to share the ball with Luka.
That's
never mind
true.
Luka and Giannis.
And
his
much.
Kid's not on the team.
He
probably says no.
It'd be real sad.
He probably does. But no, I think Durant, I think Phoenix got a decent return for him. Like, honestly, better than I thought.
There's 1 year. You Dylan, missed the playoffs with him. You have 1 year left. You're going to probably miss the playoffs again, or you're going to be like a 10 seed, and then he's just going to walk away anyway. So at least you can see with Jaylen Green. The caller referred to it as a bad contract. I think he has like 3 years, $100 million or something like that. It's crazy money in the NBA. So there are plenty of guys that still make more than Jalen Green. I think he could be pretty good. Now, they might flip him anyway and get something for him.
I keep reading mixed things on that. I read that they want to build around him, and I read that they might flip him in a separate trade, meaning the Suns. But I think getting Dylan Brooks and getting Jalen Green was probably a better return than I forecasted they were going to get.
And the 10th pick, I don't know how deep the draft is, as the caller mentioned. I don't think it's necessarily deep, but they also get a lottery pick in there, too.
Green, 21 points a game. He was a little better shooting than I thought.
Yeah.
35% from three. That's not great, but I definitely thought it was worse.
That's the line where you're like, you're allowed to keep taking them.
Right.
Like, well, you're okay.
Yeah,
fine.
You're not a great shooter, but you make enough of them where, you're a threat to take them.
Plus, he probably takes a lot of crazy shots without watching a lot of Rockets games. My guess is, he gets the ball late and just is like, all right, we don't really have much of an offense.
And playing next to a legit scorer like Booker might help him in that regard, where the defense sags off and it gets you more open looks. Uh-huh. So, look, we could be 2 days away, Keith. The draft is on Wednesday.
Oh, my God. Sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Terp said. And actually, don't they split up the draft now? They do night one and night two?
Yeah, that's so stupid.
So,
I love the NBA draft, but, you don't need two nights.
Wednesday's night one?
Yeah, then it's like, oh, here come all the second-rounders who you guys have for sure heard of.
Well, there were a lot of second-rounders swapped in this last trade. Maybe that's why they wanted all those second-round picks.
That's true.
They're like, hey, people will be tuning in on the second night. But
we're going to have Pure Hoops in on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to have Terp in at high noon on Wednesday. And I think draft night is a night where Holiday, Porzingis, Hauser, guys like that could move off the Celtics. I'm not promising that.
Right.
When we were kicking around before the show, Terp said maybe even before then.
Before then?
So I don't know if Terp's heard anything.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if Terp was pointing us in a certain direction. He said, maybe just kind of speaking out loud.
Maybe a move tomorrow even.
But it's getting close where the rubber's going to meet the road on the Celtics making some decisions. If they're going to shave off Porzingis or Holiday or Hauser off the roster, the draft would be a real logical time to get that done.
Yeah.
So you guys can discuss Celtics offseason. We'll probably get more into that tomorrow and certainly Wednesday here on Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. Your phone number to get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. He's back, right? I think he's back.
I think so.
All right.
Okay.
Did I overpromise? I got a shrug in the other room. I think he's back, judging by his social media. You got Fitzy. Again, they come your way at 2. We got the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
In the town where I was born, lived two men named Jones and Keith. And they spoke on the airwaves in a yellow grab bag. We all live in a yellow grab bag. A yellow grab bag, a yellow grab bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.